Nathan Hobson, the Rock Tycoon.
Yeah, hopefully he can be as impressive as he was last start. He was pretty impressive. Hopefully he's hitting the line really strong.
What's your best, Hobbo?
Rock Tycoon, I reckon.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Here's Rock Tycoon presented now. Geez, travel well. He moved up in a stride, took the lead, and it's all over by the shouting.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
A lot of pressure on you today, Scotland. A lot of pressure on you coming into this segment.
I normally respond well in these circumstances.
We just want your voice on the promo for the next 7 days, or maybe even longer. I know it would be a bit of a drought for half of Whitey, but that would give me
very funny.
Great pleasure. Two meetings today. We've got Terang and Moonee Valley. Let's head to Terang first. The track manager, Daniel Lynch, joins us on the line. Good morning, Daniel.
Morning, boys.
How's that Terang looking today? What's the weather forecast, first of all?
It's a little bit overcast today. It's supposed to be around 21, 22 degrees.
And so you've obviously had a pretty dry patch this week. How much water's gone on the track?
Yeah, we've got 36 mil on over the last 3 days, so not too bad this morning.
So what's it come up as, and where's the rail sitting today?
The rail's in the true position, and the penetrometer came up at 5.36, and it's rated at a good 4 today.
Wonderful. All the best today at Terang. Looking forward to racing. The first kicking off at 12.15. Can't wait. Good luck today, Daniel.
Thanks, mate.
Daniel Lynch there, the Terang track manager, joining us. So racing on a good 4 there at Terang. Overcast day, 5.36, the penno, and the rail is in the true position. Let's head now to the Moonee Valley track manager with a racing there a little later on tonight, which is always fantastic on your Friday evening. And Marty Sinan joins us. Marty, good morning.
Morning, gents. How are you?
We're very well. How's the track come up today?
Yeah, track's in great order. Recovered well from last week. We've just moved the rail out 2 metres to the 7 metre mark for tonight. Track's currently a good bore with a going stick of 9.4, and we've applied 42.5 millimetres of irrigation for the week.
Fantastic. It's been a pretty dry week for you. All of a sudden, the weather seems to have flicked the switch, and we're getting these 30-degree days, so plenty of water.
Yeah, no, we put on a lot of water on Tuesday, Wednesday to get through yesterday. It was quite warm and windy, and with that, there's enough moisture in that track to start off on a good bore, and we should get an upgrade throughout the night.
Fantastic. Thanks, Marty. Looking forward to tuning in a little later today.
No worries, guys.
Marty Sinan there, the Moonee Valley track manager, who's been a very busy man, and he will continue to be with Friday Night Lights at the Valley, which is always good fun. The first tonight at Moonee Valley to kick off at 5:30 p.m. So we've got plenty of racing everywhere. Now, Simon Wilde is going to be put under the hammer by you.
I'm very happy about this.
Very interesting as we try and get your winner on the final day you can hang around on the breakfast. Well, your voice can be a part of the Breakfast Club next week.
Morning, Simon.
Good morning, boys.
We've picked the right stable. They're flying, and my male is a new employee. He's behind all this, but we'll get to that later. Now, race 2, number 1, Under the Bridge, last start winner over the 2,000. What can we expect today in the high weight?
Yeah, we thought last time we thought it would just be a run to lead him into this race, and they went really quickly in that race, and it brought his stamina into it, and he was able to finish over the top of them. So this was the race we set him for, but he does go up in weight a little bit for that win. But I think the big track, 21.50 is going to be right up his alley. I think he can run really well.
In race 3, you've got a first starter, Smiler Marshall, a 4-year-old. What can you tell us about it?
He's a nice horse. He's done plenty of trialing, and he's just a little bit wayward. So I think the day out of the races will really benefit him today. We sort of can't do any more in track work with him. So he's got plenty of ability, but he is a little bit wayward and green. So we're just sort of hoping that he can put it all together today.
And over in race 8, you've got the favourite, the Mockingbird, who's second up over the mile, placed first up.
Yeah, she was really good first up. I thought it was a great run at Warrnambool. The winner just got a better run than she did. And other than that, she would have probably won the race. So I think out to the mile and at a big track, she's a really big mare. I think she's a really good chance.
And in the last, you've got number 6 Now and Forever, who's first up. How's it travelling for first up?
Yeah, she's having a good preparation. She's had a great campaign so far. She's trialled really well. She always seems to take a run, though. I think that race is strong enough as well. She'll need a really good run in the race to be you know, to be figuring the finish, I think.
All right, Simon, I need help. I've had a barren week. If I had to have a dollar on, which you know I will, which one at Terang?
I'd be going with the Mockingbird, I think. On exposed form, she ran really well last time. I think that, you know, up in trip in the bigger track really suits her. And I'm not sure, there might have been a couple of scratch that were chances that were drawn wide. So I think she's the one.
Perfect. And you're taking a couple to the Valley tonight, two in race six. How's Sophie's Revenge and Hard and Tough? How are they going to travel?
Yeah, Sophie's Revenge ran really well at Ararat last time. She got back and finished off strongly, and I thought it was a really nice win. It's up in grade that she's going to get a similar run tonight. But, yeah, I think she might be looking for a little bit further, but we're really pleased with the way she's going. And Hard and Tough's a handy mare that is resuming. She'll, you know, probably need the run, but that's not to say she can run well. She's done plenty of work.
Perfect, Simon. Thank you very much for your time.
No problems at all.
There we go. Verdict delivered. Some wild. Hopefully we can get you a winner.
Race 8, number 8, the Mockingbird.
Race 8, number 8.
That's the one that's going to get on the promo
all
for us.
Good luck to Simon. Shane Nichols also joins us. I've got an insurance policy here. Just in case Simon doesn't get us the winner. He's got a couple at Terang today and then one tonight at the Valley. Shane, good morning to you.
Morning, boys. How are we all this morning?
We're going very well. At Terang, you've got two going around. Race 5, number 7, Aldridge, and race 7, number 2, Dance Ready. Out of those two, Zach Spain riding both, which way would you be leaning out of those two?
Both good chances. Both probably going to start favourite or nearly favourite. Aldridge is a progressive horse who will appreciate the 1400, not a typical I'm Invincible. He's more of a bigger, immature type. Dance Ready was probably a bit stiff at Pakenham first up, and he's probably the safer bet of the two. He should get a good run from the draw, and I would think he should be super competitive.
And then at the Valley tonight, we kick off the campaign in race 1 with number 7, Outreach, who was the last start winner at Geelong. Can the winning run continue?
Yeah, look, it's a much tougher race tonight. We want to give her an opportunity. She's got very good gate speed. She should have won a lot easier at Geelong. She actually got the race on protest and was knocked down late by the horse Insider. So with the rail at 7 metres, she'll put herself up and running. Realistically, she's probably a place chance because I think there's just a little bit of class in that race.
$26, tab.com.au is Outreach at the moment. So which way should we lean at Terang there, Shane? If I had a dollar.
Simon Wilde, you probably want to take Dance Ready into the Mockingbird.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, hang on. There's a promo.
Beautiful. Thank you very much, Shane. All the best. And hopefully we can kick off our weekend on a good way on this Friday.
Good luck, boys. Thanks.
There we go, Shane Nichols. His best today. Race 7, number 2 at Terang. Dance Ready. What about that to finish on a high? Race
can
race
we get
double.
Both of us on it and him?
Absolutely. This
could be a minute-long promo.
The opener might go for a minute next week. That'll be fantastic.
Come on, get home, you good thing.
Fingers crossed. It would start a nice weekend to fill up ahead of all the action at tomorrow, which we're going to go.